Genesis, chapter 4. And the man had sex with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant, and gave birth to Cain, and said, I have gotten a man with the help of Yahweh. And again she bore his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass, that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to Yahweh. And Abel, he also brought of the firstborns of his flock and of its fat. And Yahweh had respect to Abel and to his offering. But to Cain and to his offering he did not have respect. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And Yahweh said to Cain, Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will it not be lifted up? And if you do not well, sin is crouching at the door, and to you will be its desire, but you will rule over it. And Cain told Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And Yahweh said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother? And he said, I don't know, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. And now cursed are you from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. From now on when you till the ground, it will not yield its strength to you, you will be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. And Cain said to Yahweh, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Look, you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground, and from your face I will be hid, and I will be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth, and it will come to pass, that whoever finds me will slay me. And Yahweh said to him, Therefore whoever slays Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. And Yahweh appointed a sign for Cain, lest anyone finding him should strike him. And Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain had sex with his wife, and she became pregnant, and gave birth to Enoch, and he built a city, and called the name of the city, after the name of his son, Enoch. And to Enoch was born Arad, and Arad begot Mehuyael, and Mehuyael begot Methushel, and Methushel begot Lamech. And Lamech took to him two wives, the name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adah bore Jabal, he was the father of such as dwell in tents and have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal, he was the father of all such as handle the harp and pipe. And Zillah, she also bore Tubal-Cain, the forger of every cutting instrument of bronze and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, hear my voice, you wives of Lamech, listen to my speech, for I have slain a man for wounding me, and a young man for bruising me. If Cain will be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam had sex with his wife, and she bore a son, and named him Seth. For, she said, God has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, for Cain slew him. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he named him Enosh. Then it was begun to call on the name of Yahweh.